Hold a seat at the bar to join us for another episode of McAnally's Pubcast, a podcast exploring the fun and fantastical mind of Jim Butcher's The Dresden Files series. Hosts Tanzin Jess and Maggie bring you another round of literary analysis on this immense, immersive, and colorful environment inhabited by Harry Dresden, the world's only licensed private investigator and professional wizard. Join an active and engaged community of new and diehard dedicated fans focused on the fabulous themes, theories, characters, context, lore, and more. This is McAnally's Dresden Files Pubcast by Free Flow Rambling. Conjure by it at your own risk.
Welcome to the McAnally's Pubcast, brought to you by Free Flow Rambling. This is episode 13.2, Dark Parlay, where we are covering the novel Deadbeat. My name is Tanzin, and I'm joined by Maggie.
Hello, hello.
And Jess.
Shabuya, shabuya, roll call.
Not actually code. Don't be confused
just
by that.
The way she talks.
Thank you to our Patreon subscribers for your generous support. It's people like you who help us do what we do. If you're not yet a Patreon subscriber, sign up today and get a fuck ton of bonus content, kick-ass merch, behind-the-scenes outtakes, and more. Sign up today at patreon.com/freeflowrambling. Chapter 2. Dresden takes Mouse to Graceland Cemetery and meets with Mavra at his gravestone. She requests of him to find the word of Kemler within 3 days, or she will destroy Murphy's career.
The dog and I went to my grave. This is so cute. I'm talking about getting in with big floppy... Like, he's almost full grown, but he's still that puppy, right? The puppy awkward, right? And learning how to grow into his body, and he's got to, like, stuff himself into the car, and he's got to, like, flop himself over the wall. And you're just like, oh my God, just adorable cuteness overload.
Should be easier in this car, though. There's almost no more car left inside of it.
That's true. I don't know if he's put much of it back together yet or not, but yeah, it was pretty gutted the last time. But yeah, it's just so cute. I love a big, giant, gray dog.
So I don't think I realized the randomness of the Graceland Cemetery with that description. I was like, is that for real?
That is real.
The graves inside range from simple plots with simple headstones to life-size replicas of Greek temples, Egyptian obelisks, mammoth statues, even a pyramid. It's the Las Vegas of boneyards, and my grave is in it.
It is. And Harry is correct, because he mentions there's tours, and you can look it up, and heck, you might even be able to find it on that interweb thing. You sure can, Harry, and it is definitely an eclectic mix, and just a big hodgepodge mishmash of everything he describes.
Listen, rich people like to do rich things.
And hey, that is definitely of the two most famous Gracelands I know. I would much prefer to go visit this one than the other one.
And grief does weird things to people, too.
No, yeah, that too.
That too. But definitely status and power, I think, probably does weird things.
Yeah. Also, don't like how easy it is to break into these places. Harry's all the time. It's like, you know, you just do whatever you want at any time, anywhere you go. And I'm like, no, you can't.
I like rules.
I mean, in all fairness, he's got a little bit. I mean, he does say the gates are closed and they just happen to be doing some like construction-y work. And there just happens to be a nice big old pile of dirt right up to the top of the gate to climb up and hop over. Right. But I'm trying to think of like the cemetery where my dad is, I'm pretty sure that, like, again, there's like a, at least part of it is like a stone wall along, and I'm like, it's got to be like 6 feet or less. Like, I don't think it's much taller than I am, or so I'm like, I could feel like, you know, it might be a little bit difficult if it's, like I say, a little bit taller than me. But I'm like, I'm pretty sure that's it. I could get over that wall if I really had.
My mom's in Drumheller is, okay, you know those, like, outside of parks where it's just that
the little chair?
Oh, it's just the wire. Single wire with the wooden things that hold the wire up.
Yeah, yeah.
So you just step over it. That's what it is in Drumheller.
Some of the small...
There is no wall.
I was going to say the smaller town ones, because the one out in, like, Air Cannon Balzac and that kind of thing. Yeah, those ones, again, same thing. They have virtually nothing more than, like you say, that sort of metal
cable. But the ghosts don't know that, okay?
The ghosts don't, and it makes
boundaries,
it, but I'm just saying, yeah, like Graceland probably, because it is basically a tourist attraction in and of itself at this point. But yeah, I was like, most graveyards don't. I mean, they don't encourage you to go wandering around, but I'm pretty sure it's pretty easy to break into just about every damn graveyard out there. Yeah, and as far as the ghosties go, it's more of a, I don't know, does the psychological still work if you're a ghost?
Supposedly, yes.
But yes, as he's said more than once, though, as well, it's you know, not to keep people out. They're there to keep the other things in.
Mm-hmm.
So no, it's not very hard to break into graveyards, as they just easily prove here.
So nearby Harry's grave is graveyard of
Inez. Little Inez.
Love when we talk about her.
Right. Super cool. And you can easily look her up and find her on the internet. And there's because, yeah, Harry never really talks about it much. But I believe, it's been a while since I've looked her up, but I believe there's dispute over whether or not she ever, like, existed, or if it's just, like, a statue, or if it's supposed to be, and but the lore and the story, and but anyways, there is that, this story that supposedly sometimes little Inez just jumps up and goes for a little trot around the cemetery. He doesn't know if it's true or not.
But in this case, in the book,
the statue's missing.
She's on a walk right now.
She got things to do.
Places to be.
And as we know, you know, days leading up to Halloween, this is the time to be up and about.
This is right. If you're spooky ghost wraiths things, that was your busy time of year.
Yep, energy's in the air.
Party time.
The veil is thin here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So yeah, which also I have to say, because Inez's area has been around for a while, I was just saying, not only is Harry, like you say, managed to get himself a spot in like the Las Vegas of Boneyards, but I'm like, prime real estate, like you gotta think, that's gotta be full already. How did they get you a spot in an area? You think you'd be out on the fringes.
Clearly body snatching. They stole and then...
Whoever was there before.
100%, because yes, it...
I mean, not like Bianca would care, right?
Graceland started off as just, this is where our graveyard is, center of the city, very normal place to put a graveyard way back.
Except
when.
I don't think it was the center of the city. I feel like, and I could be wrong and maybe thinking of
maybe
other places.
Maybe outskirts, but...
But I feel like, yeah, that was part of it, is that it was not in the center of town. That was at some point, you know, a little ways away, the edge of town. And yeah, Chicago has just become so massive, but yeah, that...
Either way, before the monoliths... And Egyptian
obelisks and monoliths.
Yeah, which before all that, it was
is that like the Brangelina at the monoliths?
Regular people's graves were going into this area, and yes,
it was.
Inez, when she died, was just a regular little girl. So all the people around her, those spots filled up fast. It's not like, oh well, we're saving the Egyptian part of the tour for the people who can afford the Egyptian.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean, and that's part of why it is such a jumble. But yeah, exactly right. Is that Inez's grave has been there a lot longer? So like you say, you think those spots would already be all
been
full?
There. Exactly. So I feel that they.
Bianca was just like, not only am I getting you this, but you know what? We're going to evict this bitch right here.
Yeah.
Just
isn't there some kind of weird rule like that you can like remove graves after they've been there for like 100 or 200 years or something? Because like
I feel like there is something about that, because you're right. Otherwise, you run out of room, exactly, especially in like industry. I feel like there is. I don't know what exactly the rules and regulations are. What the time limit? Jess, yeah, you can double check real quick. But I feel like that is a thing that I've heard before, too, that eventually you can sort of reuse plots or something. So,
okay, so 18th to early 19th century, you literally just had to, like, pay for your grave to be, like, a 15-year lease before it would get disturbed.
Okay.
Nowadays, it is still somewhat, not necessarily encouraged, but it is an option offered to use the reused grave as a more economical...
Option.
Even in death, you only rent.
Don't want a fucking roommate! Oh, when even over my dead body, no longer.
Well, that can be arranged.
Yeah. It seems like nowadays it is like anywhere between 25 and 40 years seems to be the norm for dibs on a spot.
So I need to start checking up on Dad's spot here.
It seems to be more of a European thing still, which makes sense. I've got a lot less space.
Right.
But I'm not finding a lot for America. Like, everything in America is just like, we just go make a new grave. Just the yard. Yeah, I'm finding everything I'm seeing is like European and Asia. Okay. Not a lot of North America.
So not necessarily common practice, but yeah, obviously it is the kind. So I have heard somewhere for that it to be... there's precedence.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The ambiance for this description, and it's so great. Like, it's very stereotypical. Thick fog, Halloween, graveyard scene, meet a vampire.
Right. I mean, sometimes, you know, the classics are classics for a reason, right? Even in Harry's world.
I'm okay with the trope.
It's, yeah, sometimes you just gotta get right down to the nitty gritty. But okay. This whole thing, like, even, what?
I found one website so far that is about Canada. And they're saying, going off of American laws, you technically only retain the rights to your grave for 40 years. At which point it is up to the owners of the cemetery whether or not they need to...
someone in?
Add someone in. So, differs from grave site to grave site, but apparently they're technically allowed 40 years. And then they can do whatever they want.
Yeah.
Which does not seem long enough. I feel like we should be only got 150 when there's really no relatives around that care.
No living. Yeah, exactly right. That's what you would think. Because exactly right. Like, as it happened, I was only 20 when my dad passed away. So, yeah, it's been a while, but it also hasn't been that long.
Only 27
years. I can still go there. Yeah. Yeah. Thanks a lot, Jess.
Out with the old and with the new. What
can I say? My grandfather's grave would be up for dibs, but not my grandmother.
Well, see, there you go. Right? But yeah, stuff like that is exactly
laid
right.
Together like, forever or 40 years, whichever one comes first.
Yeah. Right.
Forever or 40 years. Sometimes it just feels like forever, but...
Anyways, but yeah, his whole little thing about where he is one of the more humble ones.
That would be so funny. Could you imagine them evicting Harry before he ever gets to use it?
Right. Because he's going to live a long time.
He finally dies and they're like, actually, we got rid of that shit a long time ago.
Oh, yeah, that's not...
I was going to say,
that's
like...
total
like,
Harry dress.
Harry's not even going to make it to 40 years, let alone, like, 400. Like, come on, right? Like
he's going to rock up at 30 years or 300 years old and be like, where the fuck is my grave? And be like, Nez's little brother's here now. Go away.
That'd be impressive for Nez's little brother would be, like, 300 years old.
But yeah, that's very funny.
That is funny, actually, yeah.
Even funnier, though, if he does rock up at, like, you know, 65, and he's like, what the hell? It's already gone. It's like, dude.
Well, it's funny because he sort of addresses that so in this bet that I was just gonna, because yeah, he's like, his grave is one of the more humble ones, but he's like, it's standing open to you. The vampire noble who bought it for me had it set up to be that way. She'd gotten me a coffin on permanent standby too. Sort of like the president gets Air Force One, only a little more morbid. Dead Force One. But yeah, so it's like, this is gonna cost Bianca's estate a shit ton, because, you know, she figured, like, first of all, she's like, okay, well, I'm just gonna kill him in like a couple of days, so we're good right there. But the fact that whatever her arrangements were, which is funny, because she must have somehow arranged that in case they didn't get him that night, like, maybe she's like, I don't know, we're banking on a... because you're right, several years later, it's still... sitting and waiting. So maybe that was just like an oversight, though. She just was like, yeah, just put it on permanent, expecting it would be. But then there's nobody there to cancel the subscription, so that shit's just kept going. For like,
the lawyer's just done
them. Like, well, nobody told us not to, so.
Imagine being a lawyer, though, like, putting out, like, all the will things. And it's like, oh, yeah, we also have to keep, like, $1 million until this healthy 25-year-old dies.
Right?
So we can pay for this every year.
I mean, they probably don't care, though, because, again, he's like, don't care, because every time I pay you our bill, that's, you know.
It's actually not that weird, because a lot of people, like, for example, your family had multiple plots bought ahead of time so that they could be together, right?
Yes and no. No. So, Dad was buried.
Yep.
But you can add to. So, because my stepdad was cremated just recently, folks. I mean, he was...
After he died, though.
Yeah, she takes a good 20, 25 years. They die. She gets another one. It's not, but yeah, he was cremated and they put him in that plot. And so mom will now go in that plot. So it now leaves one, because mom, I guess, is arranged for cremation in that too. So you can now have one more, you can have a fourth
basically in that one spot.
Kinky.
So, yeah, she was making a joke. She's like, y'all can, like, fight among yourselves over, like, who gets that one or whatever.
Yeah. Well, but my mom's on in the same plot as my grandmother because the same thing. Cremation.
Okay.
Foot of the...
Right. Maybe I'm confusing my mother's life with Gilmore Girls, but I remember...
It's possible. I wish I could, too.
I remember Emily Gilmore being very upset because she wanted to buy 4 graves so yes. that they could be with her late husband all together.
Yes.
And
there wasn't going to be
room to... There was a fight about whether or not Lorelai would or would not have a husband, and should Emily Gilmore be buying 5 or 6 plots for Rory's future husband, too,
right,
or
right,
whatnot.
Right,
right,
so I know that you can buy plots ahead of time.
You can.
The family unit all
do
together.
That, yes.
So yeah. It might not be weird for to be paying for a grave for, you know, 100 years.
That maybe is not so weird. The weirdest part definitely is that the fact that it is kept open.
It is kept open. Also,
that's not safe.
The coffin thing is probably not still being paid for since it wasn't used right away. Or if it's just bought, it's bought and then sitting in storage for forever. Like, I feel
the
like...
vampire who bought it for me had set it up to... Oh no, gotten a coffin on permanent standby. So yeah, I get maybe gay. All right, it's bought and paid for. We'll just...
But by who?
Again, maybe that's the thing. They pay like a storage fee to keep the coffin the same way as they pay a storage fee to maintain the thing. It's just...
Maybe, but
it's fine. It can sit in here or our warehouse as long as someone keeps paying the bill, but...
I feel like you should find out who's paying that bill, who's holding it, which company. There's a lot of, just in our city alone, you can travel every like 2 blocks in certain areas and it's just funeral home, funeral home, funeral home, funeral home. Like,
that's
Chicago, there's gotta be even more.
But 90% of them are the same funeral. we had a funeral previously this week. And I don't remember, I had to make some stop on the way home. I can't remember where it was now because I feel like it wasn't where I normally was. But anyways, pulled off to do it and it was funny because like right there, was a branch of the funeral home that had done the service we were just at somewhere else. I was like, yellow, this is right next door, but...
Even worse, on top of how horrible it is to have to go and stare at your open grave and stuff like that, right? Even though Mavra's apparently...
I mean, you don't
have to. They're meeting there, so...
Okay, in this movie, yes.
But even though Mavra has offered protection rights, whatever, he's still like, yeah, but like everyone else on the planet wants to jump me too, so I'm still really nervous to be hanging out here, and I'm like... Yeah, fair. Your life sucks, bro. And it should be up to Mavra to keep him safe as long as she has offered, like, you know, that's part of guest rights. It's right. Like, you're a guest in my home. They're not meeting in her home or her territory, though.
Yeah.
But supposedly, that's still been offered and established. So she has a right to make sure he doesn't die at this
you
meeting.
You said it, I was going to say, it's the same thing as, like, you know, like, political conventions and stuff like that, you know? It's like, okay, we set up the hotel. We have to make sure that all the guests that are coming aren't going to get blown apart when they, you know?
I obviously is very, you know, easy wiggle room to be like, well, how was I supposed to know this other guy was just also going to
all these mad...
You should pin off let the
ghosts were just going to jump out and attack you in the middle of the graveyard right before Halloween.
It was a little 50-50 on how far Mavra would have to extend.
Which is always the...
Which is nice that she doesn't...
Technicalities.
Doesn't show up until after, because technically, I think if she's not there, it's not her responsibility. She's like, the meeting hasn't even started. That's totally not on me. Like, I would leave Harry to be the first one to show up and then make him wait a little while, just in case anyone wants to kill him before I get there and I have a responsibility to protect him. I'd be putting that on my like,
not that it really helps, though, because she does want something from him.
No, but...
So she actually has a purpose for him right now. Now would be a bad time, too. Now she's got to figure out somebody else.
I still feel vampire MySpace. I'd be like, Dresden's going to be at Graceland tonight, FYI. I've got dibs on him at 10:30, but anyone before that, whatever you want.
That's funny.
Right?
Speaking of funny, her entrance is really... just made me laugh. Like, because there's a... Mouse alerts Harry and checks out his grave, to which a mist forms in the shape of a woman in a medieval costume. It's Mavra, who offers him a white lily. You're late. There is a headwind. I'm not sure what's funnier, to think that she might have just been serious.
Like, she's so
frail. Or she's joking.
If she is the mist, okay, that would definitely be a problem. A frail, little, tiny, dying vampire, also a problem with the wind. Or just being a snarky little bitch because it's Harry, also a possibility.
Works on all levels, right? Exactly. It's like, any way you want to take that.
It's
Anyway.
The thing that makes me laugh every time is how he always uses the word costume, and it's like, it's not a real medieval dress, okay? She's literally not wearing something historic. She's straight up wearing a costume of the historic. Because I wondered that before, and I was like, okay, are you just mocking the fact that she just hasn't changed her clothing closet in, like, 200 years? But no, he's always like, it's not a historical dress. It just looks like one.
That, again, could be taken either way, because we use the term costume now to be make-believe dress up. But it can just refer to clothing. You know, you could say, like, I don't know, like, her wedding costume was an ivory dress with a 6-foot-long trail. It can be used, and we don't so much anymore. But because she does have period clothing, the fact that he refers to it as
he still says it's modern manufactured, which makes it a costume, okay? A shitty fucking costume, okay? She just likes...
Okay, fine. Well, now
she just, like, she liked wearing that stuff, but the mothballs have gotten to it all.
And yeah, I was gonna say, it is hard for a lot of that stuff to survive that long, just especially, you know...
If this was a British
book... All natural fabrics they had back then, I don't know.
If this was a British book or a British author, I'd be willing to accept that because they use fancy clothes to mean costumes.
Yes.
Which is stupid
fancy
and
dress
dumb.
Party?
Yeah, don't like that at all. But this isn't. This is American, and we know what costumes really are, and we use the word costume accurately.
True. I was just saying it could potentially, like, again, Harry could be using a slightly more archaic term to describe her slightly more archaic dress. He does some of this, but I'm not saying. But yes, fine. The fact you're right that he does specifically mention that it's a modern make now, then maybe just refer to it more. But either way, I don't know. Tamsin's always the one that, like, you know, has takes umbrage with the refrigerator versus icebox. And I'm like, again, to me...
He said icebox this time,
yeah,
okay?
Like, to me, I feel like it's just Butcher changing up his language, right? But she's so, I'm like, I don't know. It could be he could specifically mean a costume.
Unreliable
or
narrator.
It could be his form of, but yeah. So, anyways.
I like how even she mocks. You kept your hand? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I know. It's mine.
Anyways, cut to the real shit. What do you want, Mavra? Well, I want you to go play fucking delivery boy? Retriever boy?
Yeah, more retriever boy. He's got to go and find it and bring it.
Yeah,
go
she wants this thing called the Word of
Kenmore. I'm going to send you on a little scavenger hunt, but I don't have any of the clues. Go figure it out yourself, fuckwad.
She doesn't even... Yeah,
I get it. It's fine.
Yeah.
She's like, it's power and I want it is basically all she tells
him. Yeah, I know. She tells him jack shit about...
Yeah.
Yeah.
So great. Thanks a lot, lady, you idiot. And obviously we get the whole threatening of
Murphy,
right?
And all that.
And you don't come after her. We keep shit between supernatural and supernatural. If you drag the mortals into this, and she's like, bitch, I'm not dragging the mortals into
and
this.
And I'm too cheap to pay your fee.
Yeah, that too, right? Yeah, don't want to pay his fee. You just threatened him instead. And she's all like, I'm not going to drag the mortals into this. I'm going to throw her at the mortals. I'm dragging her out of the supernatural and into her world again.
Yeah, yeah. She's like, yeah, I don't have to take it out on this way. I can do it all the way up and up on her side of the street.
Nothing to do with you, Harry, and everything to do with her, which sucks.
Yeah.
And I feel is a bit of a loophole, but okay, vampire. Ugh.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. It's like you say, I get Mavra being the sort of bitchy, like, I'm not going to make this easy for you. But at the same time, I'm like, but you're the one that wants. It's not even like Harry's got you over a barrel and he's trying to get information from you.
Yeah.
And you're going to be all vague. And I'm like, you want him to find this. You want to get it, as we will find out shortly. You want to get it before other people do. Why are you going to be all like, it's a trail. Trail to what? Power. Anyway, yeah. And like honestly, give him something. Tell, even if you don't know exactly who, what, why, when, where, be like, it's a thing for this thing, for the thing, so it could be like in the form of this, or it could be like a that. You know what I mean? But like, yeah.
Especially because if you go way back to Summer Night when Mab was testing him and not giving him very much information and lying about whatever, all sorts of things. It was because it was partially a test. She's like, if you don't succeed, at least I know that about you. It doesn't matter, right? I didn't want you to begin with.
Right.
But this is a little bit more like, you literally, he's supposedly the only way you're going to achieve this, or you're too lazy.
Easiest or whatever, but exactly.
You don't want to do it yourself, put your name on the board, but.
Yeah, you're like, I need someone to hunt this down. He does that. Let me just coerce them into doing it for me, and then I don't have to do all the heavy lifting. But yeah, exactly. You'd think that she would at least be willing to give him as, right? Same thing. I'm like, I want Harry to go find find me like a chest of coins, I'm going to give him as much specific information as I can to find me that chest of coins.
I was not like Michigan when I threw it over the bar. Like,
Right?
You
know? Like, oh, but yeah. I'm like, she's fucking supernatural drama queens.
And she, the way she acts too is a little bit audacious too, because she didn't do the whole introduction to Harry. She was introduced to him by another villain. So I feel like she almost hasn't even done her time before she just instantly started being like snippy, aggressive, like, oh, I'm the boss here. It's like, whoa, 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 whoa. You're Bianca's bitch, first of all.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
but
Bianca,
you killed
died,
Bianca right away.
But
so
I feel like she's a little bit too confident.
A little bit too familiar, from the start, right?
Yeah,
she hasn't earned that degree of
Marcone, sure.
Right.
Okay. Even Nicodemus, he built up to the level like of respect. Okay, he fully kidnapped Harry, fine, whatever.
Yeah, done his research and shit like
right,
that too,
you know?
Right? Like he read up
and
on
Bianca, same thing. She got her introduction, we got her build up. It was fair there.
The only flip side to this, I get what you're saying about Marva and Harry specifically, but I don't know that Marva was necessarily Bianca's bitch. I still feel like Bianca was probably
She's being used by Mavra, but the way it was introduced.
Yeah, she did go through her, but yeah, I was going to say, Mavra, I think, was a higher tier. She just had agreed to help Bianca out, and that was, you know, like I say, but yes. But other than that, yeah, exactly.
So
right?
She kind of comes into these books a little bit too big for her breeches.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just want to put that out there, Mavra. I don't think that you're necessarily...
You are not all that in a bag of chips.
Exactly.
Like, Jess could take you. She's willing. I mean, like, right now, you just... Tonight.
Grow up.
She will.
We'll go.
I ain't afraid of no vampire.
Yeah, she definitely sets up for failure, too. Like, and you got 3 days.
Yeah, why did you call
not
him last?
Only did you, we
had these
long
pictures a year. A year he could have been working on this.
Well, now, who knows? I mean, again, fair, we don't know exactly when she found out about... But like you say, you gotta figure that she had some idea of this thing before 2 days ago when she dropped, you know, or whatever, right? Even if not a year. I'm like, seriously? You just decided that you need this right now? Like...
Okay, she's been holding on to the blackmail for a year.
Yeah, because...
when will I use this? When will I use
right?
This?
Right, I mean, I can sort of see in a way that way that, yeah.
And then, yeah. And then
really
this
good...
morning, she learned about the word of chem and was like, I want that.
That's
so
it.
Bad.
That's the one, right? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I'm like, yeah.
She just totally forgot she had this shit.
Right? I got that.
Oh my God, it's almost Halloween. Damn it. I forget. Like
you're
this
like
is me, right?
You come across some blackmail you forgot to use. You're like, oh my God. What can I use this date? Halloween's coming up. What can I mess up right now? Well, what's crazy?
I need you to drop off these photos. I'm going to fax me. You're the only one I've got in Chicago right now. Okay, I'm just going to fax them over. You can drop these off. I gotta go catch a headwind. Like...
Mavra's weird. She's weird.
She is. But I have wondered that too. I was like, how did she not know about this thing sometime before that? Exactly, right? Like you say, right? That it, again, like, has she been searching for, and she's just finally 3 days before giving up and being like, wait, I need more help. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you're right. I was like, sure, it makes it all very dramatic. Or is it simply the case of that she assumed she's got, you know, it's like you saving, like, I don't know, like that last cookie or something, and then all of a sudden your siblings find out it's there. Now you're like, oh shit, now I have to eat it because they're going to go eat it. Like, I don't know what it is, right? But yeah, you would think she could have bought herself some more time and got Harry helping her before now to give her that edge before everybody else is about to go snatch it up.
That's the sadist streak, really.
But it doesn't help her. If she wants to fuck with Harry, I get that. But the whole point is, she's fucking with Harry to get something that she desperately wants.
She's old. She can be patient. Oh, fine. If you can't do it, you don't. You know, we ruin their lives, and I just wait a year.
I guess, but it's
still
weird.
But this is the thing, though, is
it just seems antithetical to her.
With the blackmail, you mean, or with this? Because that's what I'm saying. She doesn't have a year to wait on this.
No, but Tanzan's saying if this doesn't even pan out for her, whatever, she'll find a new thing. Because she's, like, infinity years old already, and she's got infinity.
Oh, okay, yeah, but I get to a degree.
She was just bored this weekend, and she's like, whatever, I need something to do.
But this is, like, the infinity glove kind of a thing or something, right? It's not...
I'm in Chicago for the weekend. Who can I fuck over? We're at Kemmler? Okay.
Maybe that's why she's like, I don't have my Halloween plan set. I got to see where I am. Turns out she ends up in Chicago. So she's like, all right, now we're going to go. Like, okay, here, Harry.
Had I been in Scotland, I'd have done, you know, raid on a...
Right.
That's what I was going to say, too, is that the headwind thing. Do you think, like, because she just came from
somewhere else?
I don't want to spoil future chapters.
Apparently, she wasn't
in the cemetery to start with. So, yeah, she definitely came from somewhere else.
I'm not going to say where I think she was. I'm just going to say, like, we find out that there was a bunch of vampires elsewhere later on in the novel. Do you think she just came from that?
I don't know. I'm going to
haven't got there yet.
Wait.
Yeah, I know you haven't. That's why thank you. I'm definitely not spoiling it for Tanzan and Tanzan only.
Yeah.
Everyone else listening to this knows what I mean.
We have no idea, yes, where or when she came from or blah, blah, blah. Saying. And yes, it could have been as simple as a traffic snarl or it could be some significant clue. I don't know. I never put that much thought into that. But yeah.
Yes. So as she says, okay. There are a bunch of people looking for whatever the hell this word of Kemler is.
Yeah.
And she wants Harry to be the one to find it before they do.
It's really, I'm a big gambler, so while I could have got like a 6-month jump on this, I just really wanted to wait until the stakes came down to like. But yeah, it's just so fucked up because I'm like, she does. Because it's not even just a case of like, if she doesn't get it, but she's like, you don't want anybody else. Like, you see, it's this big, powerful thing. So not only would it be a huge thing for her to have it, but she definitely doesn't want it to go to anybody else. So I'm like, you really? I don't get why. Like, everybody forgot about this. Nobody knew. Just literally suddenly, it's like the Bermuda Triangle or something has been like missing for decades. All of a sudden, ping, now it just came up and now we're all running for it at the same time. I don't know.
Weirdness.
I don't know.
I think my favorite part of this is her like, doing like the magician's exit where she like uses the
sleight of hand with the
my dad taught me that.
So I totally had visions when I was reading this. Is her
okay,
like
he taught me good.
So she drops the photo distraction and she's like really actually just behind another graveyard going
she's too tight. She's stuck behind his headstone. You know.
You know those two.
I've been watching too much What We Do in the Shadows.
Yeah, right.
Anyone who spends any amount of time on
Bet.
TikTok or Instagram reels knows about those two guys in the golden suits and their little like blank thing.
I love those guys.
Luckily, we've got a mouse detector here, and he's for sure that she's gone.
She is, in fact.
This is kind of a nice, I do like this little introduction to Mouse, too, right? Like, we sort of got a bit, because, like you say, the last book, that's how they discovered he'd even stowed away with them, was that he started growling at the vamp. But yeah, I like as they're going through the cemetery, right? Like, you get this sense of, and I mean, he's played it with Mister sometimes, and like, we've all seen that with our own pets, and especially cats, you know, where they suddenly like to suddenly just turn their head and like stare very intently at seemingly nothing, right? And you're, but yeah, I kind of like how he mixes some of that in, right? Where you're like, you get this sense of Mouse picking up on these extra things that Harry is maybe just outside, but not even necessarily just, you know, the sight and smell, but
it's not
that,
just being a dog. It's a little bit supernatural.
It's a little bit of extra sensory perception there that Mouse is like, but yeah, exactly. And his deep, like sub-audible growly thingy that so badass Mouse.
Well, let's hurry
and
back.
Yeah, also apparently this is flash paper because when she lights it on fire, it like that reveals a phone number.
Yeah, exactly. All
right. She's a very like
theatrical,
dramatic.
Yeah, just stage magician.
Yeah,
all the drama.
Totally.
She's everything Harry was supposed to be.
Right. I mean, it is true. Like you say, the first time we meet her, her costume is very literally theatrical and costumey with the whole Hamlet thing, too. So
I wish Harry did do a little bit more stage magic.
So once in a while, wouldn't it just be fun just to
put it? It makes sense, right?
It's so, because sense. You're right. He plays into, like, he says the first time, who is it?
Susan?
No. Well, Susan. Shadow Man's wife.
Monica,
thank you. Monica Sells. Right? And he can tell, right? So he does the whole, like, I steepled my fingers in, like, a wizardly fashion. And, right? Like, there are times he plays up to those. So I'm like, exactly. How come when you do a spell, you don't do a little more flashbang? Like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Right?
His flashbang is burning up the building.
Like, well, you know, like, exactly.
Still.
You'd think he'd put a little more, like, push.
I know he was 6 when his dad died, but just as, like, a way to memorialize his dad.
Right?
He
would a just tribute and homage. He's like, I do real magic because of mom. I give it the flair because of dad.
I like that.
Right?
Like, he runs into kids every book. He should just, like, be able to, like, fucking pull, like, a bouquet of flowers out of his jacket. Or, like,
right, just pop the top off that blasting rod and it's like,
Pring! Yeah, right?
Yeah,
where he's really low on juice and he could just psych out, like, the bad guys and be like, ha ha ha. Look,
yeah, that's why he doesn't.
I still have magic.
Right? Yeah, he's not like that.
That's why he doesn't wear hats because he has always rabbits in them.
Ha 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 ha
He's already going around with a cane. It should just be a trick cane.
Right? Yeah. Just...
missed opportunities.
Multi-levels. That cane should just have a little bit of everything.
Mavra has time to learn how to write like an idiot.
Harry hasn't had that much time, so maybe by the time he's 250,
okay,
then his cane will, like, you know, you unscrew it at this point, it comes out as, like, the sword. When you unscrew it at this point, that's where it's, like, the bouquet of roses. When you...
regular 30-year-olds.
Yeah, and that's his flask.
Regular 30-year-olds have had the time to figure it out, okay?
Harry has true, but they're not all running around from, like, vampires and fairies constantly trying to kick their ass, too, you know? I mean, like, sure. Harry used to, right? That's how he got all this gear in the first place. It's like the first book he describes himself as like the archaic version of like a computer nerd or whatever. All he does is sit around and play with magic. Now he's just too damn busy for his hobbies, okay?
Think how often he and his friends get kidnapped. If he could just get out of cuffs, if he could just get out of straitjackets, if he could just cut himself in half and walk away.
That one's really strong. Okay, that one would serve him great in every situation. You know what? Go ahead. Cut me in half. I don't care.
But wait, you have to put me in a magic box first.
You can cut me in half, but you have to use my box before you. You know what? You can totally kidnap me, but just use my cups when you... But yes, saying, that one would be...
We've had people who could swallow swords. No, we haven't. We will. More chapters.
Are we bringing your dating life back into this, Jess?
No. My point is that he should... I'm just
assuming they're like circus freaks or something. I mean, talented professionals that can do amazing feats of...
What are you saying right now?
I don't know.
That is an actual character in this novel, okay? I didn't make that up.
No, I know. I just meant in general.
I
feel like Tansy tried to make it something dirty, and I was suggesting I didn't mean just dirty. I just meant that, you know, Jessica would probably find
Oh, it didn't really matter how I interpreted it, because it was just like, what? What?
Can you see her bringing home some regular nerdy?
She's just, like ignoring us completely.
Besides, you have not heard all the stories about 7-Eleven and the number of people that have tried to pick her up or bring her gifts or, okay, I'm thinking if one of them in there was a sword swallower, it would not be the weirdest thing out of all those people she's told me about, okay?
I do have to kick people out for bringing in machetes quite often.
Oh my god. Next time, just ask them to swallow. Just be like, put that away.
Things I would not have expected.
Okay. Right?
It's so funny. I'm like, hey, bro, you know. And he's like, oh, fuck, I meant to put it in my backpack. I'm sorry. I'm like, come on, man. What? It happens all the time. They're like, I forgot it was still attached to my hip.
They're just so cool. They're, you know, hacking their way through the dense, uncut brush of Calgary.
There's a gang in Calgary, and their MO is machetes. They literally killed a guy I went to high school with.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah.
I hope it wasn't a friend of yours.
Yeah.
Okay.
Secretly, she works at the Crack Max downtown.
Yeah, you would think.
Yeah, right?
You would think.
Wow.
Anyways.
That one's just too popular now. That one probably has, like, no problem. Because that's why they're all out on the fringes and they're haunting suburbia. Where she's like...
They were literally closed yesterday because of a pepper spraying incident.
You can look that up on the internet, too. Crack Max, Calgary.
Crackmax.ca. Yeah.
So, a lot of Harry's nervousness is that, oh, 3 nights from now, that's Halloween. Which means black magic, extra strong, extra happening that night, which also infers to me that we are dealing with necromancy.
Dun dun dun, because nothing else will happen around Halloween.
Yeah, I like half the novels in the series so far have been on Halloween or around Halloween and hasn't been necromancy, and he's so sure now. He's like, oh, Halloween? Yeah, it's definitely necromancy. I'm like, all right.
Whenever it's going to ruin my birthday anyway.
Right. Again.
Mm-hmm. Poor guy.
This life,
first
man.
Birthdays. Ugh, him and Buffy.
Yeah, so sick of him after the first 80. Don't worry about it.
Yeah, right. What do you get someone for their 376th birthday? Like, fuck, I am so out of ideas. Either that or can you imagine, like, their, you know, like if Monica was going to... How many fucking cow collectibles is that woman going to have after, like, 200 years of, like, birthdays and Christmas and Mother Days? Like, Jesus Christ.
Oh, I can tell you how many apples an 85-year-old woman accumulates in her life.
Well, that's right there, right? Yes, that funeral we attended, Grandma Apple, and yes, that was her nickname, and yes, it was. She was not a teacher, but she worked in schools for much of her life as well, so between friends and family and school, she, anytime
somebody gifted her with something that you made it an apple of some sort. She had some really cool ones. I will say that I have never seen as much of a variety of apple ornament things as, you know, and there are definitely worse things, but yeah, I mean, she had like, right, there's like pretty little, I think I have one. I think at one point when she was cleaning stuff out, she gave me like a little crystal apple. Did she finally have to? But yeah, there's definitely some cute little tchotchkes and stuff like that. But yeah, that's like, you're right. After 85 years, she had a lot. Can you imagine after like 285 years? Like Harry's apartment, he's like, I have to move just for this reason. He's like, no. Unless he's from like my ex's frame of mind, which, yes, I'm bad. I know we like to hang on to everything and I never want to get rid of anything, especially sentimental. But they were like so the opposite. Like anything the kids made, like, you know how the kids make that crappy ashtray in kindergarten and, you know, whatever, in every picture. She was like a year max. So if they like made a gift for you or something, that you had to like display it for a year. And then after that, it was garbage.
And yes, we are old enough that we used to make ashtrays for our
We already had that discussion in the last one, right? About smoking in the malls, right? But not that I ever did. I do not actually think I ever
did. Do we need a PSA now for our podcast?
Smoking's not cool, kid. Gross.
Don't disgusting. Do it.
Vaping smells much better.
No.
It does. That's a fact.
Vape, you're a loser.
But it smells better. I didn't say it was better, did you? I just... Okay. But yeah.
I do prefer smokers over vapers, because at least they've got brand loyalty. Vapers are just like, whatever. List every flavor you've ever had.
There is a certain brand loyalty there.
No, there isn't. Vapors come in all the time and they're like, yeah, like smokers want the exact same kind of smokes they've had for their entire lives. Vapors are like, list every flavor and brand you've got in store right now. And I'm like, how about you go kill yourself?
That
is 100 things I have to list off.
That is part of it. Yeah, well, that's the thing's fault for not being able to let us fucking see it. Although I have like the gas station near home. Like, so they have, again, the little, like, glass cabinet thingy, and it has, like, a curtain on it, but they basically just open the door, and they let you stick your head around the counter, and they're, like, just fucking, because, yeah, I'm, like, I don't want to sit here and have you read me out, like, every, but it's true, because there are, like, certain types or brands that I prefer, but I don't like all of the flavors, so if they don't have whatever, then you're right, I'm going to pick a different one that has that.
Smokers have one.
Yeah, I'm surprised that they still have flavors at all, really, because there's that whole, like, thing that they were trying to pass.
I wish. I wish they'd pass it already.
Except for like menthol and tobacco.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wish they'd do it. I'm tired of listing off 100 flavors every hour.
That is, yeah.
For multiple brands.
It is kind of an overwhelming thing though too, because really, really sad story is that I just bought a vape like 2 days ago. And then yesterday while I was driving, it slid off the console and I put it down and I thought it fell on the floor. I'm like, hey, I guess I'll have to grab it. Apparently it fell in the end of the McDonald's cup that must have had some kind of a smoothie or something, right? Because it was, yeah. So I'm like, great. So by the time, you know, 10, 15 minutes later, I was able to stop and went to look for it and realized it had fallen in this cup, which was not a cup I left in the car, by the way. So that's even worse. Yeah, it had all sat there and like soaked up into it. So I'm like, great, this brand new, disgusting, like $30 thing that I'm like, I cannot. So I had to stop somewhere else randomly to pick up another one. And their whole layout was different from like where I usually go. And they had so fucking many. And I probably took like 10 minutes trying to walk along, trying to see, because there's different sizes and there's different flavors and there's different whatever. And
why I like smokers better.
I have to admit, I'm like, okay, I like to have options. This is like too many options.
That's just how I feel buying shampoo. I'm like, why do we need this many brands and types? I don't care.
Right? So yeah. Harry doesn't have time to go running around and looking for smokes or vapes or anything. Or shampoo. He's got to go home and start working, because now there's necromancy afoot. Come on, boy. We got to go home.
I was going to plan my birthday, but do this instead.
He's going to take the dog home, because there's no sense in more than one of us getting involved in this. Lucky you, mouse.
This concludes our episode 13.2, Dark Parlay. Thank you for listening. You can find us online at freeflowrambling.com and macanalys.ca. There we have links to our other podcasts, social media, and other fun tidbits. Please subscribe if you like what you're hearing, and please consider supporting us through Patreon to keep the magic alive and to see more content. We are Free Flow Rambling. Conjure by it at your own risk.